This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with a story or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight or nine or ten. It's the 10 big ones. The stories, the topics, the hot hits in talk radio. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, which is a whole big business aimed at the news, talk radio, and television world. You can find Talkers Radio, for example, at Talkers.com. Talkers Television, we can talk about that. It's talk, talk, talk. But Michael's first job here is to overview the 10 stories that have made it through the research of the stations around the country, the hosts, the programs, into the top 10 list this week. We do this every week, 52 weeks a year. So the people on the list and the stories, Michael, it is all yours.
All right, here we go. It's been another interesting week in the world of news talk radio. A lot of talk about sports, Major League Baseball action at number 10. But soccer has been a worldwide phenomenon, and even here in the U.S. it's been talked about. And the World Cup down in Brazil has been part of the 10th most talked about topic on news talk radio. At number 9, we have climate change, and it's tied with a connected story, the Antarctic sea ice data that was released. Cleveland named the 2016 GOP convention site at number 8. At number 7, more politics. We have Hillary Clinton's 2016 prospects and criticism of blood feud. Costco pulls the D'Souza book as number 6. A move to impeach the President of the United States. That's at number 5. At number 4, we have Obama's approval ratings, which are not very good. Number 3, we have Israeli-Palestinian violence, which is not good. At number 2, we have the ISIS-Iraq campaign. And at number 1, the child immigration crisis. Most talked about people, Elizabeth Warren at 10, David Gergen at 9, Hillary at 8, Dinesh D'Souza at 7. Sarah Palin at number 6, Benjamin Netanyahu at 5, John Boehner at 4. John McCain at 3, Rick Perry at number 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. And that's a snapshot of a far more complicated scene, news talk radio for an entire week here at the early stages of the summer of 2014.
You know, it amazes me how people click. Or where, I mean, this happens almost every week. There's a story or there's a person that seems to come out of nowhere. The immigration, the child immigration situation is one of those things. This has been going on for years. It didn't happen last week. Somebody woke up and said, my God, we got 57,000 kids who are hanging around and they're being bused from Texas to Arizona or wherever. The benefits of listening to good conversations on some of the great news talk radio stations in the country is that we can take apart a lot of these things. And it isn't just one issue. It's several issues. And this, you know, is a perfect example, frankly, of several different issues that come to the surface, how we get suckered in by the news media because we really don't know what's going on in the country. Well, most people don't. They don't read. They don't find the news. They have the ability to do it. They can look up a lot of stuff. But this isn't something that has gotten a lot of attention for any number of reasons. So now all of a sudden we're going to come up with $3.7 billion, or that's what the president says. And part of the discussion this week, Michael, was the various ideas that popped out of the discussion, never mind the news coverage, but okay, so we got 57,000 kids, $3.7 billion into 57,000 turns out to be $65,000 a piece. So somebody called a radio program that I was listening to and said, okay, let's give them a check for $65,000 and throw them on a plane and get them out of here, send them back to where they came from. If you're going to spend all that dough, let them have, that's enough money for them to live a lifetime wherever they came from. That was one idea. A couple of senators after a radio conversation that I had, or I think, I don't know if I was the first one to come up with this or not, but if you look at the fares from Houston and Dallas down to El Salvador or Guatemala or Honduras, the average price with a two-week advance purchase is $207. So you put 57 times 207 one-way tickets, that's a heck of a lot less than $3.7 billion.
Well, what's important, what I gather from what you just said, is that we tend to discuss these topics, especially the ones that pop up out of nowhere but really have roots everywhere and have been around a while, we have to put them into context. One of the problems with the way we deal with news in this country, or maybe in the world, is everything is out of context. And context is really the most important aspect of understanding how important or unimportant any news issue is. And it also ties into, you know, remedies for it that make sense. For example, you're saying we could just send these kids back on commercial airline bookings. The problem is they want to get out of those countries because their lives there are in danger.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, another element of context.
But why is that our problem is another context of the story.
Well, I'll answer that. Even though I don't like to use this show to get sucked into personal, you know, opinion conversations about politics.
And I'm not trying to suck you in, but it is perspective.
It is our problem, in as much as we, as a nation, have taken on the role. Part of our mission statement is to be a beacon of freedom for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people think we shouldn't do that anymore, but if we don't do that, If we don't see ourselves as somehow a champion of justice, a beacon of freedom, the defender of the oppressed, good guys, the guys in the white hats, if we don't have that as part of what we see America as being, then what do we have?
Mm. Wow, that's pretty persuasive. That's a wonderful way of looking at it. I wonder how many people have taken that side of the street with the argument.
Well, I mean, but again, context. Why are we in half the wars? And then the question is, okay, so why are we in war in the Middle East, but we're not in war in Africa? How come millions of people are killed in Africa in genocide, and it's not even in the news, but we're going to protect Iraq from Saddam Hussein's tyranny?
Uh-huh.
And then you look a little deeper and you say, oh, because we don't have any economic interest in this particular country in Africa, and we have oil in this place, so we're hypocritical and we're full of you-know-what.
Right. Yep, okay.
And these are all interesting contextual aspects of things that, if not spoken about intelligently, just, you know, yeah, let's go in there and fight for freedom. Well, I don't know what's going on in Africa or South America or anywhere else or in our own country, because it's not in the news. If it's not in the news, well, it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
So we pick and choose what we're going to be outraged about based upon how we're manipulated by the media, and the media is manipulated by the government and the politicians.
All right, so I want to take contextually that one step further in a moment. Michael Harrison, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. We continue our overview, and again, contextualization. What a great word that is. Contextualization, if that is a word.
Well, I think I made it up.
Contextualization continues next here on The Countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Award-winning actor, producer, and director Neil Patrick Harris is teaming up with LG Electronics this summer to support the arts and students who create it as part of a new media art competition called The Art of the Pixel.
I have an enormous respect for young artists who are out there taking chances and pushing boundaries, especially where technology is concerned. I'm excited to see how new technologies like Ultra HD and OLED will influence the art world in the years to come.
Students from 9 art schools across the country are submitting their digital masterpieces to win prizes for themselves and their schools. LG's Ultra HD and OLED TVs are serving as a digital canvas for their submissions and offer the ultimate in color, clarity, and detail. Go to LG.com through July 31st to view the students' artwork and vote for your favorites. The program will culminate this fall when LG will announce more than $250,000 in student and university awards. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Countdown program. I'm Doug Steffen. So we were talking about the number one issue on the charts this week, the week of July 7th to the 11th, and child immigration is in that position. And so Michael suggests that we have an obligation to take care of these people to a point because we are the last bastion of freedom and hope for many people. So, but we were talking about whether the news media has brought this to a head just because somebody woke up somewhere in an editing room and said, you know, there's a big problem with these people. Let's talk about it. We'll put it on the front page and then everybody jumps on it. So, in comparison, you and I went to Israel. I've been there a couple of times. You've been there a couple of times. Every day, there are bombings, there are murders, there's a clash between some Palestinian somewhere and some Israeli someplace. Every once in a while it blows up into the sort of situation that exists this week with bombs flying back and forth, airplanes, you know, the whole thing.
I've witnessed the bombing. I've run through the streets to a bomb shelter as a missile was coming in. Yeah.
Well, so, but we choose to be interested in it when the news media chooses to cover it. When, in fact, there is a bombing every day, that's my point. There are things going on there every day of all those people's lives, and depending on the scale of it, it gets reported or it doesn't. But that doesn't mean that we really know what's going on over there. In fact, I think we don't really know what's going on unless we actually go there, and I think that's true of most anything going on in the world. We are very poor travelers. Our country has the least, in terms of the G8 countries, we have the least number of people with passports, percentage-wise, than any other country in that G8 group.
It's true, and one of the things we always learn whenever we do travel is that the average person in these other countries knows more about what's going on in our country than we do. There is such a lack of awareness of world affairs. And again, that's also the media. Mm-hmm. The media doesn't want to cover stories that are not of immediate interest. And the media does not like to cover stories that are not simple. If it's too complicated, they don't want to cover it. Or they do what's worse is they simplify it. And they simplify it based on emotion, not on intellect. So that, oh, this will get people riled up. Oh, this will get people's attention. You know? They call it the bed bug syndrome. Do you remember, like, about a year ago, there was news all over the place about bed bugs in New York?
Yes.
And all of a sudden, there was this whole big...
Right, like bed bugs just came to New York a week before the report.
Yeah, there was a slow news day one day, and somebody was mentioning bed bugs.
Right.
There were no more bed bugs in New York the week of all the bed bug discussions than there's been for years.
Mm-hmm.
It was a slow news day, so now we had a bed bug crisis, and all of a sudden people stopped booking their rooms.
Right.
For, you know, and it escalated into a crisis. Not that bed bugs are nice.
No.
But there were no more bed bugs than we've been sleeping for years.
It's just that, right. And look at all the business that was lost because of contextualization once again. And I'm reminded of the song you and I played as young disc jockeys, as your chewing gum loses its flavor on the bedpost flavor. Is that what it was? Okay.
Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Ronnie Donegan.
Yeah.
All right.
Skiffle music. It's one of the great forms of music that we don't hear enough on the radio.
You're right. We need more of that kind of stuff on the radio. Michael Harrison here in this hour reviewing the charts, the information, and sort of the behind-the-scenes things going on in the world of News Talk Radio as we continue with our overview.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Wild Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Three and change after the hour as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine from InsideTalkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. All right, so we've moved ourselves away from the number one item. I thought, frankly, with the presidential impeachment story number five, I would ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's on this program as well, about the impact of these discussions. Sarah Palin wants to impeach the president because she needs to have some spotlight time so she can get on The View. And so how that fits
in. I mean, look, impeaching the president at this point is ridiculous.
But what Steve Wiseman said, Michael, was that the Boehner legal challenge is legit, does have foundation, will get support, has merit, and may actually change the course of events when it comes to the things that are in the challenge, which I thought was because Wiseman is not exactly unbiased when it comes to his political point of view. He doesn't wear it on his sleeve on the air, but I happen to know what his politics are. And this is the sad part of another reality that we're not talking enough about. It goes way up to the Supreme Court. How political everything is. We talk about
let's put it in context again.
Yeah.
Wiseman says that Boehner's premise has legal merit.
Yes, he does.
Let's put it now to a larger context. Any politician today could be impeached based upon that, because you could find something based upon something they've done that is illegal, immoral, unethical, that besmirches the responsibility of their position.
Yep.
Almost every elected official in America, including Boehner.
Yeah.
So yes, there's merit to impeaching the president, just as there's merit to impeaching every president we've ever had. But the impeachers also should be impeached. You know the old thing, throw the bums out? I think it should be changed to stop electing bums.
Yeah. Well, the other old saying, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house.
Yes.
Is another. I mean, Boehner is a complicit in all kinds of foolishness, and they all are, and we've become so cynical. But the other part of it, and this is another good discussion from a political talk radio program I heard a week or so ago, with an underscore of what had happened on the Tuesday primaries, because we're about halfway through the primary season, and so far, of the 293 congressmen whose seats were up or in question in the primaries in the states where they've already been conducted, only two have been thrown out of their primary race. Two will not be back the rest of them at least will run against challengers from another party. So what does that tell you about all the gas, the huff and puff? Oh, I got to get rid of the bums. What are you talking about, get rid of the bums? You only threw out two out of 291.
And again, one of the problems with that is the alternatives are just other bums.
Well, that's because, well, I'm going to ask you, rather than me pontificate, why is it that we aren't getting better quality people? That's a question asked all the time. Why aren't good people like you and me, or people who have substance, people who have value as business folks, why aren't they running?
Deep-seated problems in the fabric of our society and problems with the system that does not encourage good people to run or make themselves available.
See, I think part of it is the medium, the news media, again, becoming the culprit because they decide one way or another on... You know, you remember the editorial. We all used to talk about this a lot. Washington Post, New York Times, L.A. Times, whatever the newspaper, USA Today, the editorial staff would meet with candidates and decide who to support. And it was usually they'd come up with questions. This is the reason we decided. Nonsense. It was their own political leaning that brought them to decide who they wanted to promote.
Right. To see which one fell within their own interests.
Of course. Right. Yeah. It's like you can't anymore get real constructive criticism in newspapers aimed at businesses that advertise a lot. And is that
complicated business? It's rough running a country.
Yeah, it is. All right, Michael Harrison continues. We're going to talk about a host in Connecticut up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
33 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we resume our weekly conversation with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Michael has been a radio personality in the music business, but he also has had his time doing talk on some really great radio stations, one of them WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. And so as we look at what's going on, it's one of those storied stations, storied call letters. You talk about guys that have been legendary, like Bob Steele was on that radio station, what, 40-something years? How long was Steele?
Over 50 years.
50 years.
I am the one who brought full-time talk radio to WTIC.
Uh-huh.
It had talk shows on it, but I went there, I believe it was 1991.
Yep.
And while I was publishing Talkers Magazine, because we publish out of Springfield, Massachusetts, and they needed somebody on this middle-of-the-road music station with a big news department to conduct a town meeting on a big issue that had broken in Connecticut. So they asked me to do it, and I went and I did it, and I never stopped doing it, and the whole station wound up being talk around me within a year. During that time, I knew John Rowland, who was a up-and-coming politician in Connecticut who didn't get elected governor. He lost to Lowell Weicker, the former senator who went independent and became governor.
Right.
And then Rowland became governor shortly thereafter, after Weicker's term was up. And he told me the reason that he was elected this time was he shaved his mustache. Don't forget that about John Rowland.
That's true.
He had a mustache, and he thought he didn't look very honest with the mustache.
Turns out that he didn't need the mustache to be gone to not be very honest, it would seem, right?
This guy's a pip. I mean, he became governor and got thrown out for corruption. Then he became a talk show host after he was in jail and figured out another way to be corrupt. And now he's going to go to jail again, maybe. You know, he's being brought up on charges for selling influence on his show.
Yeah, getting people to pay for favorable. This was another politician that wanted him to favor this guy's candidacy over his opponent's candidacy, right?
And he had a secret contract as a consultant to the guy.
Yeah. So,
you know, but one thing it does show is it just shows the influence of WTIC.
Right.
At least people are willing to pay for the station.
Right, to get the endorsement. Yeah.
Non-traditional revenue.
Yeah. And then we call that an inside in the business NTR.
Yeah, this is inside stuff. Yeah.
All right. So, but let's follow that one step further. We have had discussions here more than once about other people who've gotten into trouble. I think there's a Chicago host But there's always somebody that does a money or advice show that gets into trouble annually. We got one or two of these people that end up selling listeners on programs that are just corrupt, and they use the radio program to do that. So what it does is give a lot of the business and money shows a bad name, because they figure, oh, all the stuff that they're talking about. It's like Dr. Oz getting put on the spot in the Senate a couple of weeks ago for selling lots of stuff on his show. Does he lose credibility? Is he guilty of anything? I don't know. Can we put a correlation back to our correlative between the business talk hosts who get into trouble because they pimp stuff that isn't maybe as legit as it ought to be? Is that the same thing with Oz?
Well, the key is disclosure. If you're a doctor show and you are selling some kind of health product and you say this is a commercial, then it's fine. If you're a doctor show and you're promoting some health product and people don't know you're getting paid to do that, that's illegal. And it's the same thing with politics. If you're getting paid to have a position on something and people don't know that you're doing it for that reason, that's illegal. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to endorse something that you don't mean if you're doing it for money. But if he said, full disclosure, I am supporting Joe Blow for this position because he paid me to do it, then it's a commercial and it's okay. So it has to. It really has to do with disclosure.
Disclosure.
Disclosure, which is a very important word that people should understand in determining who's lying to them and who's telling them the truth.
All right, so let's go to the next step here. Item number 6 on the story list this week from the charts in the Talk Radio Countdown has to do with Dinesh D'Souza's book, which follows a movie. He's pretty one-sided. He's pretty right-wing. And so the headline, and I think Hannity more or less created this, and that's fine. Listen, it's all about, let's look at the people who are on our side and give them some publicity. So Costco said they pulled D'Souza's book because it only sold 4,000 copies, hardly a bestseller, and nobody knew it was, I didn't know anything about it until the Hannity interview, frankly. Now they pull the book and Hannity jumps on it, and now everybody wants to buy the book. Where's the book? I can't find the book. So Costco.
Yeah, well, that's a great exercise in how human nature works. If it's something that people feel is now banned, boycotted, unavailable, you know, it isn't all that different than those stupid toys that become popular at Christmas, and all of a sudden the stores don't have them.
Well, but,
and people are paying a fortune for a piece of crap.
Who's to say, Michael, that this isn't the same? You and I both know Sean, and know he would not do this. But we don't know all the hosts well, and there are people who have a lot to, we know, influence from talk radio circles helped to get elected, people get elected recently. And so we have a lot of influence, and people come to us, authors all the time, and people who have businesses, they want us to talk on the air. We don't get paid for it. Maybe we should, but we don't. And we present something, and so anything's possible here.
Anything's possible, but let me tell you something. Anytime politics is involved, people use an occurrence that may have nothing to do with politics to, grind their political axe.
Right.
And it's very possible that this book, which has a political point of view, was dropped by Costco because it didn't fit their requirements for sales.
Right.
It is extremely possible, because Costco operates, they play the hits. And Costco is an operation that they don't have excess products. They have the products that people like, and they go through extreme hoops to make sure they've got the right products. That's why Costco is very popular. That being said, anytime something happens that has a political component to it, the people who see the world through a political lens, whether it's Sean Hannity or John Boehner or Barack Obama or any of the millions of people that are in the business of politics out there, some good, some evil, they will turn it into a political point. And they'll jump on it. Go, see, Costco dropped it because they're trying to ban it. They don't want people knowing what's going on in this book. And that is probably not the truth.
There
the
we go.
Business is a business.
Yep. Yeah. No. And so is Costco. I don't see them as having the same kind of leanings as some of these. For example, the Hobby Lobby. We all know what the politics are, the people that own that, and thus the focus. But Costco is much more corporate, I think, than Hobby Lobby, at least in most people's minds. Michael,
Costco are like scientists. They have corporatism and retailism to a science.
Right, they do. They couldn't do what they're doing. And the science is understanding humanity more even than goods.
Right.
Who is it that goes into Costco with the idea of buying one thing that doesn't walk out with a $400 bill? I can't go into the Costco store. The Costco store that I visit, Meredith and I went in there, I don't know, a month or so ago, and with the express intention of getting glass rims for my new glasses, $29. $400 later.
They gotcha.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so who's the dummy here and who are the smart people? They know exactly how to market. That's what they're all about.
Yeah.
So they don't care about Dinesh D'Souza's. If it's going to sell, they're going to carry it. If it isn't selling, out. Gonzo.
Right.
Yeah. All right, we pause for a moment here, and then we'll wrap it up. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app. A dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Award-winning actor, producer, and director Neil Patrick Harris is teaming up with LG Electronics this summer to support the arts and students who create it as part of a new media art competition called The Art of the Pixel.
I have an enormous respect for young artists who are out there taking chances and pushing boundaries, especially where technology is concerned. I'm excited to see how new technologies like Ultra HD and OLED will influence the art world in the years to come.
Students from 9 art schools across the country are submitting their digital masterpieces to win prizes for themselves and their schools. LG's Ultra HD and OLED TVs are serving as a digital canvas for their submissions and offer the ultimate in color, clarity, and detail. Go to LG.com through July 31st to view the students' artwork and vote for your favorites. The program will culminate this fall when LG will announce more than $250,000 in student and university awards. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, is here as we go through the issues and the behind-the-scenes things that are going on in the world of news talk radio. There has been, it hasn't been quiet. The rumors, you hear people talking about how it's the great demise of news talk radio, which is nonsense, but yet there are some people in the media who love to take things apart. So, let's set it straight. Where Limbaugh, use him as an example if you want, Michael, use whoever you want. The the ratings, people always want to look at the ratings, which is kind of a fraudulent reality in and of itself. I'm saying that. You don't have to agree with me. I just think that it's a
I'm quoted in newspapers all around the country as saying that the ratings are inaccurate.
Okay, good. All right, so from that point, let's talk about how radio stations are still benefiting from having this format on them.
Benefiting from having news talk?
Well, I think benefiting in terms of listeners and advertising. After all, this is a business. This is a business.
This is the darn format that's kept radio alive for the last 20-some-odd years.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Well, who are the biggest stars in radio? They're talk show hosts. Which radio format is talked about in the news all the time as being involved in which way the country goes? Talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Talk radio, which format has listeners that pay attention to everything, including commercials? Talk radio. It's not a background medium. It's got stars. It's got personality. It's got a wide variety of topicality, not just conservative news. I mean, that's a myth. Look at sports talk. Look at medical talk. Look at money talk. Relationships talk. This is the greatest format in radio, probably in radio history, this era that we're in, and it's still going strong. The reason people put it down so much is because they're afraid of it, because it does have clout and it does have consequences. It's alive and well, and it will remain that way.
It has personality, charm and personality. Yeah. What other format? There are very few people who are on, like you and I, when we used to be disc jockeys, we had what they call, it was personality radio, or we were radio personalities. Mm-hmm. Now, the music stations, for those part, they don't even have live voices. Never mind people with personalities. So they focus on the music because it's cheaper to run the station that way and therefore lose. I don't care about the music, and maybe it's because of the era that I grew up in. I wanted to listen to guys like Cousin Brucey because of what they had to say. I don't care about the music. Well, that's not really true, but I want to hear what he is talking about.
Well, it's a cultural gestalt, if you will. I mean, the DJs were the gurus of the culture. You found out what it was like to be a kid and how to be a kid and what the terminology was and the hip music and the styles and the fashion. It was a community. The music and the DJs tied in together, and you knew when you were listening to it, so were all your friends. And it was really popular culture.
Well, did you hear what Bruce said, or did you hear what Murray the K said, or did you hear what Amos was a jock at that time. I was thinking about Dan Ingram.
There were really a lot of them. Robert W. Morgan on the West Coast. You had Wolfman Jack.
Charlie Tuna.
Yeah.
And who's still around?
In Boston.
Yeah, right. I mean, think about it for a minute. Of all the people we just mentioned, the only guy who's still around is Charlie Tuna. I can't think of another name that we just went through.
Brucey's still around.
Bruce is, that's right, too. He is. He's on Sirius.
Yeah, he does the show on Sirius, and it sounds like the old WABC.
It does, Yeah, just like him. And the guy's 83, 84. He sounds every bit as good now as he did 45 years ago when he was on KHJ.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really is.
I
will get in my car and drive around Los Angeles on Saturday and Sunday morning just to listen to Charlie on Gayerth.
The long-lasting personalities that are involved in people's lives are talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Kasem recently died, as we know, and he was a player.
Yep.
But Casey was, as we pointed out, a performer.
Yeah.
He was a performer, but he was a good one, and people grew up with him. And there were some great DJs out there, but just not a lot of them.
No.
And you don't hear about them as much.
No.
Ryan Seacrest is probably the number one disc jockey in America today.
And he's vapid. That's me saying that. He's not a bad kid. He's very, very smart. Very smart. And understands how the business works. And is created. So he's vanilla. Bruce Williams. Remember Bruce Williams, who was one of the great, 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 historically speaking, radio performers and talk hosts? And I would never disagree. He was the greatest. He would go on, and he'd be happy to tell you on the air, off the air, he was vanilla.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm vanilla. And he would say with a straight face,
he was not vanilla.
Yeah.
If he was vanilla, he was Breyer's vanilla with the vanilla beans.
Yeah, no, he was.
He was really good vanilla.
Yeah, he was very good vanilla. Yeah, he understood the whole story. All right, well, anyway, we're waxing philosophical, but it's great insight into what's going on in the personality world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison with our overview of the stories, the topics, the hits in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers. TalkRadio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time now for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to come in and overview some of the important things happening in the world of conversation radio this week. Steve has a law degree from BC. He's been a teacher. He's been a radio person. Interesting how those two go together, like love and marriage. Have you noticed, Steve?
Yep.
Teaching
and radio. I don't know about the love and marriage. So far, this one's working.
Well, we get oftentimes fired from one radio station and get to another. That happens sometimes.
There you go. Same.
Yeah, husband, you get fired as the husband. All right, let's
well, happened to me.
Yes, it happened to me too. All right, so there are three or four things that are on the list of the top ten this week that cry out, that beg for commentary. The child immigration crisis and all of the hoo-ha about that legally. What can we, how is this, I guess the legal question here, or maybe there's a myriad of legal questions, can we do what we, they're coming here illegally, so why do we have to follow the law to get rid of them? That's the question.
Well, because we are a country of, you know, of laws.
So some would have us believe
that we do use due process. But, yeah. You know, throughout the laws, immigration laws have been a prime example of governments and companies following the laws that they wish. I mean, it should be a simple thing. I mean, without getting into the morality of dealing with the children, they are illegal immigrants and they should be sent back. Then you get into humanitarian issues and sometimes asylum issues. But the bigger picture on immigration is you have some companies that are thrilled illegal workers. You also have a total ignoring of the fact that illegals are there and states making rules. So how do you give illegals driver's licenses? How do you give them free education? And the question is, well, wait a minute. What about the illegal part of the preface? So Congress never seems to know what they're doing when it comes to this, even more so than other things.
So the reality of spending $3.7 billion, divide that by 57,000 who are, I guess, on the waiting line or somewhere they've come across the border. That comes to $65,000 a piece. I said, just give them the money and send them back home again.
But yet,
would be simpler.
Right, a lot simpler.
Then they could win the lottery.
Well, the other side of it is...
The problem is, it is costly to do due process. We do live by due process, and we should have due process. But it's...
Well, we become really the victims here. These people will play it as they're the victims, but we're the victims here. They're the victims of violence in their own country. Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, horrible places, no question about that. So these people are coming up here because some relative has said, yeah, you can come here, and you know they won't really prosecute. They'll make a lot of noise, but you can get in, and then they won't throw you out. Meanwhile, we could spend $207 for an airplane ticket. Each one of them could very easily be sent back from either Houston or Dallas back to their countries, and that'd be the end of it. But they'd probably try to come back again, so you go around, around, around. Where are we stopping?
Yeah,
and
you don't have the security on the borders to stop. I mean, the interesting thing is, if we had the security on the borders, then you wouldn't even have to get into the whole issue of due process and asylum, except for those people who really did come here seeking asylum. It's a mess.
Find a way to annex Mexico. That's the only way this is ever going to get
solved. There you go.
Yep. All right. Number five on the list this week has to do with the suggestion that the president be impeached. This has gotten footballed around a lot in the last, 20, 30 years since Nixon was tried with Clinton. And now Sarah Palin is trying to get on The View, so she's making a lot of racket to make it appear that she is in the spotlight again. But the other side of it is a lot of people have said the same thing because he has broken laws, and we all know he's broken laws.
You know, there's a difference between breaking a law and the grounds for impeachment, which are high crimes and misdemeanors. And when it says misdemeanors there, it doesn't mean misdemeanors in regard to a small level of crime. Under no standard that has ever been used for a president has he committed an impeachable offense. But when you have Congressman Boehner considering the a lawsuit against him for specific actions that he's done, which he thinks extended beyond presidential powers, I think that's legitimate. I'm not saying he's going to win or not, but I really think that is a legitimate challenge to the imbalance that's going on between these elements of the government. So while I think Sarah Palin trumpeting impeachment is just trying to give her more than her 15 minutes, which she's extended far more times, but Boehner's lawsuit is not something to be just as a publicity stunt. There are legitimate legal arguments there.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman with legitimate legal arguments. Thanks, Stephen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.